The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have, for the past few weeks, been discussing a passage of Suratul Furqan, verses 63 to 76, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has listed 12 qualities of whom He considers to be His servants, the Ibad of Rahman, the Ibadur Rahman. As we had said prior, you know, the aim of this is to be very critical of ourselves, to be introspective, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists certain qualities that He considers to be part of His servants, we have to look within our hearts to see whether or not we meet these criteria that God has set. Otherwise, we end up just fooling ourselves, thinking we are the servants of God when we lack the qualities that He Himself has said He wants. The qualities that we have covered already, and we will have a slide in the end which will list all these qualities, but we talked about the first quality being humility, tawadu, and they are humble, especially in how they walk. The second quality is hilm, forbearance. And this forbearance is particularly related in the context that when someone ignorant speaks to you, instead of getting back into an argument with them, say salam and walk away, right? And you have done your responsibility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third characteristic is that the Ibad of Rahman recites Salatul Layl. Yeah? The frequency of Salatul Layl is not mentioned, but it's something that they do on a frequent basis. Next, they have a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this fear is primarily geared towards not wanting to disappoint Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a fear that God will punish me. You know, if we don't do anything wrong, God is not out there to punish us. But the fear stems from the fact that I feel inadequate in front of Allah, and hence I work even harder to get closer to Allah. So it's a fear that should motivate into action. The next quality is that they are moderate in their spending, right? This doesn't mean they don't spend. You know, sometimes I worry how it translates over there. This doesn't mean that they are bakhil. No, they are moderate. They take care of their wajibat, and then they help those who are in need, and they enjoy life as well, but there is a moderation involved in all of that. Next is their belief in the oneness of Allah, and it's a pure belief in the oneness of Allah. The next is that they honor the sanctity of life. And the last one that we discussed last Thursday is that they avoid inappropriate relations. And again, you can go back and listen to any of these lectures to get more detail on there. The ninth characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is that they do not witness that which is false. The tenth characteristic is that when they pass by that which is laghu, we'll talk about what is laghu, but it's translated as vain, that which is vain, the Ibad of Rahman pass it with dignity, with karama. The 11th characteristic, right, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and those who, when reminded of the verses of the Lord, when they are reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not turn a deaf ear or a blind eye to them. We come to the final quality, or the final characteristic, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. He says that, and they are those who say, our Lord, grant us from amongst our wives and our offsprings comfort to our eyes, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ, and make us an example for the righteous. This is a very beautiful dua. Yeah, it's a dua that we should add to our repertoire when we recite duas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a beautiful dua that the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make. But what we have to understand here, that this is not just a dua, right? That it is a lifestyle that one has to live. It's a lifestyle that they do whatever is necessary to train their family, to train themselves, so that they are the apple of our eyes. And then when they have trained them, and they have done everything in their ability to train them, then they make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Because that's the way dua works. Right? Like dua, like we have to understand like the logic or the etiquette of dua. Like I can sit here and say, Ya Allah, itqi raqabati minan nar, save my neck from the hellfire. And then I go home and watch something haram. Yeah, but I'll say this in kunut, Ya Allah, save me from the fire. No, dua doesn't work like that, right? We are fooling ourselves. Dua is when I do what is Allah wants. I do my best of my ability. Then I get to a point where I say, I can't do any more after this. Right? When we upbring children, when we have the nurturing that we do within a community, we first and foremost have to take all the necessary steps with the help of God. And then we make this dua. And that is when dua becomes powerful, right? When we Allah sees that we have the capacity to do so. So again, this requires from us the ability to do what is necessary, to nurture and upbring and be role models. Because the verse says what? وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ imama, that make us imams of the muttaqeen. That means I have to act like a muttaqi, right? I have to follow the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be a role model myself, and then I make this dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it true. These are 12 characteristics. It would be a nice exercise for us to be able to look within our hearts, yeah, to see how many of these characteristics we have. And where we can improve, you know, it's Allah says that mankind is best aware of what is in their soul, right? Like, so in front of you, I'll be like, I'm humble, I'm forbearing, I'm all of these things, alhamdulillah. But Allah knows whether I am humble. Allah knows whether I am forbearing and patient. Allah knows whether I worship Him sincerely. And so we work on these areas to try to improve our lives. The verse series, we said, goes up to verse 76. And when one tries to live this lifestyle and they have these characteristics, Allah promises them a reward at the end of it, right? And this is the beauty of God, where Allah will never tell us work towards something and then not tell us what the expected reward is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ulaika, these, who, Ulaika means it's referring to somebody. Who is it referring to? The Ibad of Rahman. Ulaika yujzawna al-ghurfata bima sabaru. They will be awarded with sublime abodes, sublime rooms, abodes, because of their patience in striving for this. What's interesting, right, is that Allah does not, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we discussed last week, you know, He's the most pragmatic entity that we have. Yeah? He knows. He said, like, I'm not expecting you to get 12 out of 12. I don't even think He's expecting us to get 1 out of 12, to be quite honest, right? But He's expecting us to try to get them. Yeah? Try. We should have that much in us to try. And to struggle in trying. Now, whether I reach it or not, that's up to Allah. But if I try, this is the reward. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلْقَوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they will be received therein with greetings and peace. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And they will live in there forever. حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. And they will have good in their settlement and in their residence. My brothers and sisters, you know, I advise myself and I advise you. As I have said from the very beginning of this discussion, I find these type of lists, and there are many lists in the Quran. There is the lists of the Ulul Albab, there are the lists of the Mu'mineen, there are the lists of the Muttaqeen. Here we have the lists of the Ibadur Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do these things for His own sake. Yeah? He does this so that we try, that we strive to become better every single day. And I pray that we will struggle together, inshallah, in this journey to be the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.